Yeah, roger that. I fired all kinds of shells through mine, slugs, bird. I think I had somebody made me some rock salt once, a couple rock salt shells I ran through it. Them slugs are a mother, though. Fire a slug, you got to hang on a little bit better. Because the slugs really shove it, really kick it. But other bird shot and stuff, you practically hold the thing one-handed and fire. And, man, I love this gun. I do. I love it. I clean it. I ain't cleaned it in a long time. Then again, I ain't fired it in a long time. But it's loaded. You know, safety's on. So for you purists out there, the safety is on. There's no kids here to get a hold of it. You know, there's nobody here unless the dog happens to sniff up on it and knock it down and it goes off. But other than that, you know, but the safety's on. But if she's ready for action, man, I know. All I got to do is pop the safety and just start yanking away on the trigger. And, you know, I love this gun. I really do. I don't know much about guns. I'm not smart when it comes to guns. But, you know, I love this one.
I keep my 12-gauge in cruiser mode and can confirm about the carnage of a 12-gauge having to respond to a call of somebody who is shot with a 12-gauge. It is a double-op buck. That was devastating. That was a rough one. But, I agree. They're not the most ideal home defense weapons, and going back to the steering protection thing, you will be deaf if you fire one of those inside of the house. You will be deaf. So I'm a big advocate for suppressors, and I think they should be legal for the people who can legally own them.